Millicent Oriana, culture expert. While seeking to unlock the secrets of all fandoms, she is exposed to an overload of every aspect of pop culture. Now, when asked a question about a piece of popular culture, she becomes curious. Now hosting a podcast and joined by amazing guests, she seeks to find answers and find a way to live off her talents and to make a fun podcast.
To not being just a boulder.
Oh, I already drank mine too.
To being a rock.
Okay, so for those that are non-initiated, those of us that haven't drank the holy water that makes your brain all melted like those movies from the 80s.
I will.
Yeah. Like, here's a quick question. Sophia, I wouldn't say you're, like, thirsty for Patrick Stewart or anything like that, but...
Look, I'm a straight...
Fuck, marry, or kill, what would you do with Patrick Stewart?
Fucking marry.
Yeah, fuck, and probably marry, right?
Like, here's the thing. As a straight white male, I would marry Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, that's the thing. Patrick Stewart is, like, wonderful.
That means
like,
he's open for fucking. I'll take the fucking slide.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the marrying, he's got a bunch of bulldogs, and we've got bulldogs.
Yeah.
And, like...
Is this just going to turn into a Jean-Luc Pathurst podcast?
Oh, no.
I can be. I'm fine with that.
This has always been a Jean-Luc Pathurst podcast.
However, again, the greatest romance in Star Trek is between Dr. Bashir and Garak.
Oh, my God. I know.
Who?
Oh, okay. It's from DS9.
It's this...
I don't know DS9 yet.
It's this gay alien...
DS9 is the best track.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen TNG, and it was back in the early...
It's two gay aliens, right?
No, Bashir's a human. Yeah. He's genetically altered. Here's the thing. Garak is a Cardassian, and he's a tailor. He's officially a tailor on DS9,
but he's
definitely a Cardassian spy.
Yeah, he's a Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
So he's literally...
the Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Well, yeah. I was going to say Hercules Mulligan.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Biden's term will be over, and you know we're gonna have President Pete Buttigieg to save us.
Oh no, we're not. We're gonna have President Hitler.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna run in 2028 then under the Porridge Party. There are over 1 million Vietnamese and Cambodians that are just
gone.
Gone.
Just gone.
Unaccounted for.
Never gonna find them.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened.
And it's like, there's 400
Americans
that aren't accounted for. Who gives a fuck? They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
They were vaporized in the fucking jungle. Or they got...
That fucking jungle fighting in Vietnam. Easy for somebody to just get grabbed.
Oh, yeah. And I mean...
Pulled into a hole.
Yeah, and they might have gotten tortured to death by the Viet Cong.
But yeah, that's the thing. They've been dead... For decades.
They've been dead for decades. I think most of their asses, though, got eaten by tigers.
Or I'll even... Oh, hell yeah. God.
The weird femboy Nazi furries. I mean, me and Sophia have been watching Helsing, and there's that cat femboy Nazi.
Yeah, I know. That's like their leader. That's their god.
We're kind of like sitting there like looking at him, and I keep saying, they did this on purpose.
They might have.
They
like
did.
He's all patting down his butt, like looking for like something, and he's like showing it off while he's like patting it down. And I was like,
I know.
They did this on purpose.
I know. And then he's like trying to sweet talk Saris, and
yeah,
I get it. I know. It's a weird fucking overlap.
Yeah.
Like it's just a weird thing that just decided to happen one day.
All right, well.
Nazi femboys exist. Good night, everyone.
Nazi femboys exist. Good night and good luck.
It's like the Simpsons meme. Say it again. Say the line again. Blood, blue, no matter.
I love how he says November is the end game. Because it
doesn't stop.
It's
November. Then it's March again.
Yeah, I know.
There is no end game.
No, there isn't.
Oh, I know. Say the line again.
Oh, also, Superdelegates. Why would I fucking trust anybody who fucking fucked me with Superdelegates?
That reminds me of.
Sorry.
I'll vote for a third party. Go ahead. throw your vote away.
I like how everybody could have voted for a third party and it would have, like, solved the problem somehow.
It would have. Okay, don't get me wrong.
Like, it doesn't matter who won. They would have been better than Konos or Kratos. Well,
no, here's the thing. Most of the third parties in the United States are absolute dog
shit. I meant specifically the race against Kratos and
And Kang?
Yes. Yeah. In that specific instance, yes.
Yes. Okay. I will say, Ross Perot was batshit fucking crazy.
Yeah, he wanted the Japanese to come home.
Yeah, he
wanted... I mean, the Japanese, the people interned in Japan.
Yeah, the people
whatever in they Vietnam. Thought was happening.
The people in Vietnam. He wanted the people in Vietnam to come home, even though it was totally like the Vietnamese. Okay, well, since Sophia wants to fuck up the entire show...
God damn it, Sophia. Yeah, your domestic abuse is cute, like, 90s, they were having...
Oh, yeah, but they're just coming out of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're still coming out of it, so it still wasn't, like, a great situation.
Yeah, it didn't end until 1997.
Okay.
So they were just getting out of the Congo War.
Yeah. You know... Africa's had a rough history.
I apologize. They were getting out of the first Congo War, which was immediately followed by the second Congo War, which didn't end until 2003.
Makes sense.
So, the Congo was in the middle of, like, a crazy war.
For, like, a decade?
Since 1966.
Oh, so for, like... 4 decades.
Yeah, this is what happens when you take a continent and you design all their infrastructure to take stuff out of it, and then you pull out of their country, leaving absolutely nothing in your wake.
And you just kind of arbitrarily draw borders and...
Oh, yeah, and draw borders just to make people mad.
Oh, and create ethnic groups to create
war. Controversy,
create problems.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, there's this really famous thing from this Japanese emperor... who had a cat that was, like, black like he is. And he talked about how the cat lays there a certain way and meows like a crying dragon.
Yeah, he said he lays flat, like, I think, like a black bow or something coin like, or something like that.
Like a sen coin or something like
something like that.
Well, H.P. Lovecraft's parents had a black cat, and they just named it the N-word.
Oh, I know. No, it's awful. But yeah, this Japanese emperor, though, it was great, because he talked about the cat meowing like a crying dragon, which is what this cat sounds like. And then at the end, he's like, and he is clearly superior to all other cats. It's like...
Yeah, he wrote like this like 20-page poem about how much he loved his cat.
Yeah. I didn't do a 20-page, I think. Wasn't it?
It was like a letter he was sending to somebody.
Oh, it was part of a letter. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a letter. But it's like this long-ass letter about just how much he loved his cat, essentially. Yeah.
And how awesome his cat was. Yeah.
Yeah, which is... And speaking of that kind of thing, I like medieval books with cat paw prints on them and stuff.
Oh, I do too. Those are the best. Have you seen those like old Bibles and stuff that have like cat paw prints?
Because the cat was like, fuck you, I'm going to walk on this.
Roman tiles.
Mm-hmm, Roman tiles, yeah. And reading it just makes me want to slap David Mitchell and Robert Webb.
Okay. James had 4 brothers and 4 sisters. His father died when he was 3.
Gay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, this for the unaffiliated, I mean, for the the Mariana Trench is a trench that's
the deepest point on Earth.
What is it, like 3 miles below sea level or 2 miles?
I think it's something like 2 miles.
It's insane.
It's
like,
the deepest point on Earth.
Like halfway down there, if you shoot a hole in an oxygen tank, like a compressed oxygen tank, water will actually fill into the tank instead of air bubbling out.
Yep.
All right. Well, so after we're done with the episode, we're going to have Jacob read that Zootopia comic, and we'll talk about that next time. Or we'll just talk about it on Nerd Forensics. And if you want to interact with it with our Nerd Forensics on Facebook, it will make us a lot happier and make it a lot more interesting. So you can always interact with it at Nerd Forensics on Twitter.
The mailman doesn't come at night. He doesn't come at night.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck about the mailman. That's the thing, though. Looking back at it, I'm like, I missed Prince to see Fantomas. Yeah. I'm a fucking dick.
You had way more opportunities to see Fantomas than Prince.
I didn't know he's gonna OD. Like, I mean, that's the thing, too. I didn't know he's gonna fucking OD. I didn't even know he was so into fentanyl. How the hell was I supposed to know? I didn't even know what fentanyl was at that point.
Well, you never really got into intravenous drugs.
Hell no.
So
I put them up my nose or in my lungs. Because I keeps it real.
I gotta save all my energy for crack cocaine.
Exactly. See, you didn't know about the risk of fentanyl with Prince at the festival.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I realize we're probably recording during all of this.
Oh, hell yeah. I wanted to capture some of this for Drunk Talk.
Well, yeah.
Happy April 1st, bitches.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up. We got to get this episode in order.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting it for every
all episode. Right.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
This is coming up.
All right. So.
I used to, too, and there was a night I almost died from it.
Yes, yeah, so there was the night that me and Cliff were going, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman, with our bottle of Bacardi Dark.
Oh, God.
Drinking that.
I used to make grog, but anyway.
No, I would drink grog.
Yeah, okay, one-third.
So,
yeah.
Cliff, I remember Cliff puking his guts out that night. Just fucking puking his guts out. Yeah. Me, I was like, you a bitch, Cliff. You can't hold your liquor. And I remember I did that.
She's doing? Yeah,
she's 50 years old. She knows what the hell she's doing. She knew she was marrying a 93-year-old
man. Yeah,
she's
not time to fuck around. She's 53.
I mean, he's Dick Van Dyke. I mean, there's probably more to that than just his name.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. We should start.
We should start. We've been procrastinating.
No, but we should start with...
Because he had special pills.
The good kind that make you feel bad. Or the bad kind that make you feel good. Yeah. So I took all of these medicines and I went on Arrowhead and I started just typing them all in to see what combinations would do what I needed. And sure enough, fucking just like regular, like, because this is back when you get codeine from a doctor. Mm-hmm. So he had just straight up codeine tablets.
You can still get codeine from a doctor.
Okay, well, he had codeine tablets.
Yeah.
And Benadryl. And he told me take a codeine with two Benadryl and call them when I get back from the moon. And I was like, okay, that sounds like that'll cure my migraine. And I took them.
I've had really long blinks. Like, I don't know if Scott Adams has ever been as fucked up as I've been in my life.
No!
But
he hasn't ever been fucked up. He thinks that two Coronas is a lot, I'm guessing.
Okay, because I'm like six beers deep at this point.
He's probably done either two beers or DMT, and that's it.
And, like, I've had blinks where I've been like, I just got to keep my eyes closed for a minute. Like, it started off as a blink.
No, it's grasping on for dear life.
But I'll open them again, I swear.
Also, clearly he's never done the right amount of hallucinogens.
Clearly not, because...
He's probably never even done hallucinogens, because I was going to say...
I don't think he has.
There's that time that I thought I was taking three hits of acid during COVID.
You're taking six.
And I took six. And, okay, I was like Fozzie with Mr. Bimble in my finger, you know, from Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Except for, it wasn't just Mr. Bimble, it was an entire universe in there.
Oh, yeah.
The whole universe I saw on my finger. I was like, damn, Mr. Bimble is just a little tiny fraction of what I'm seeing in there. So, clearly Scott Adams doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh, no.
That sounds like way too much acid.
It was
a great amount of acid.
It really was. Like, okay, you can ask Sophia. I was laying upside down on the couch all night with my head hanging off of it, calling myself Zool and asking everybody if they were the gatekeeper.
It was great.
I know about this story.
It was pretty great. Like, and I don't even like Ghostbusters that much.
But now for a story that hasn't been told in years.
And they knock stuff over.
Well, this will be edited out.
Oh, I know it will be. But, you know, we're going to have a lot of B-roll.
Yeah, B-roll's good.
We want to make an episode for next April Fool's. It's just a bunch of our B-roll.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like us ranting about the Viet Cong and stuff.
Yeah, no, just the weird tangents we went on during episodes.
Yeah, so I'm sure the cat B-roll right there could be fine.